7.85. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Look for another relatively quiet day today. It's going to be warm with a high temperature up to about 83. Can't rule out an isolated thunderstorm later on this afternoon or tonight, but the chances are very small. In fact, even tomorrow, there'll be some widely scattered storms around, but a lot of towns will stay dry. A breezy, warm day tomorrow. Saturday's high around 83. Scattered thunderstorms Saturday night and in through the overnight hours. Then a risk of severe weather beginning early on Sunday. In fact, maybe even pre-dawn in the western counties and spreading eastward through the morning and the afternoon hours with damaging wind gusts and the threat of tornadoes as well. Please get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. It's going to be your best friend. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Instant push notifications for severe weather alerts and advanced interactive radar as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks. It's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Stories you've gone through today, Dave?
Straight down.
None. Zero.
We
haven't covered a story yet. That's award-winning radio. It's compelling. Our number 272-9228. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. Now on a daily basis. We're going to get your phone calls at 272-9228. 272-9228. Got to explain the rules. It's the beginning of the hour, Monday through Thursday. There are some rules around here.
Friday?
Friday, there ain't nair.
Ain't nair.
Ain't nair. You can talk about anything and everything. But so if you say, but Baron, why were you letting these people, why were you letting Bo ask you random questions about the RNC getting sued? That's why.
If I want to hijack this segment and talk about the Jews harp in that song.
Yeah.
That bam, that big twang.
Is that what that is?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The thing that Snoopy plays?
Snoopy plays.
Well, I mean, most people don't know what it is, you know? Like, what? There's an an actual name for that, isn't there? It's not. I don't think the actual instrument name is the Jew's harp, but that's what it is.
Who?
Everyone understands it.
Who was the Peanuts character? Was it Linus who played the piano?
No, it's
He had like an adult sounding name.
Schmendrick or something. Yeah, Frederick, what is his name?
Adult sounding name.
Lucy's in love with him.
Yeah. And he just sit there and banged out Beethoven all the time. He loved Beethoven.
Yeah.
What is his name?
God, what is his name?
We'll talk to Fred while we look it up. Fred.
Hello.
Hey, Fred.
Hang on. Get down. I had just one funny thing to say.
I doubt it.
And it's that. Oh, ye of little faith.
Yeah.
All right. You were talking about the age thing, and I'm not trying to bring that back up. But I was watching.
No rules.
I was watching a celebrity roast of Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav.
Somebody was up there talking, and Flav started laughing and hollering, oh boy, or whatever. And a guy looked at it and said, I don't know what you laughing at. You what Magic Johnson's supposed to look like.
Okay, caller, that's funny. That's funny.
Yeah.
You what Magic Johnson's supposed to look like? I am no longer a living human being. I am actually dead.
Thank you, Fred.
Y'all have a good one.
I lay away at night saying, thank you, Fred. That was fire.
That was a great take.
Yeah.
That was a great take. Who's this?
Hey, Donkey Lori.
Hey, Donkey Lori.
Schroeder.
Thank you.
I texted my buddies and they were like, Schroeder, the Beethoven fanatic?
Yes. I'm a Snoopy fan all day long.
Are you really?
Yay. That's all I got, guys.
Love it. Give us a donkey sound.
All right.
Thank you. Weirdest but low-key best caller.
I live for that call.
At first, I was like, what is going on here? And now I'm asking her to do the donkey song.
The first couple of times, he was like, why does she make that noise? Like,
what is going on?
I was like, don't worry about it.
Yes. Well, I mean, she's making the donkeys.
Just
it's donkey lady.
Just take it. There's some more Assange news here. Oh, by the way. Hold on.
Imam Julian Assange?
You see this headline? TheNationalPost.com. Why was Julian Assange clutching a book by Gore Vidal as he was dragged from the Ecuadorian embassy?
Sir Baron the Observant.
Hot take. I watched it live.
Literally saw it and was like, he's got a Gore Vidal.
I watched it as they were yanking him out.
Like, what? This whole thing is really funny to me because I was like, Gore, like, what? Like, why would it be Gore Vidal, and why do you know who Gore Vidal is, and why could you see it in a blurry picture that it's Gore Vidal, and then it was Gore Vidal? Because Baron is he's very observant.
I look at stuff.
He observes things.
Gore Vidal has he's got sharp features.
He looks
like an eagle.
He looks like a ghoul.
Kind of.
Especially the older Gore Vidal. He actually looks like the handler on the Americans, the Russian, like the KGB handler guy, Philip.
He said he was reading the book while waiting for his lawyers to arrive.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you know.
Book was Gore Vidal, History of the National Security State, includes Vidal on America. The book immediately drew attention given Assange's long-running battles with those who wield power and seek to protect powerful interests, and Vidal's musings on the same topics. I guess that's it. That's why he was carrying it.
Yeah, I mean, hey. Where is he now?
He's in a jail in England waiting on his extradition hearing.
But do they, I'm going to guess that the London, like, holding tank is not like the Tombs or Rikers in New York.
I would hope not, because I'm skeptical on this story. I know there's a lot of outrage from the pro-Trump community, just like there was with Mueller. Mueller's going to take down Trump. He's going to produce the worst report ever.
Wrong.
Who told you from the beginning, sit tight, Mueller's not going to hurt Trump?
Baron the Observant.
I mean,
Sir Baron the Observant.
From the beginning.
Now, I was even like...
There were a couple of times I wavered. There were a couple of times I got weak-kneed and thought, man, that's a tough...
It was a long investigation. It was 2 years. It's $30 million.
Cliff Sims coming out as anti-Trump was about as close as I ever got to saying, okay, well, Sessions put Sims in the White House. Sessions withdrew and got Mueller appointed, essentially. Maybe there's something to this whole Mueller's a bad actor. But you know what? In the end, Trump was basically vindicated. Mueller was built up and then vindicated Trump, and now his approval rating's rising because of it. And Assange is the key to this whole thing. So now that phase is over.
That whole phase is over. The obstruction investigation. Now Trump says, I want to know how it started. I want to know how it started. Well, guess who can tell you how it started?
He wants to know the oranges.
Yeah, I guess who can tell him the oranges of the story?
Julian Assange.
Julian Assange can tell him how it started. Guess who also might have the 33,000 emails? Julian Assange.
His initials are J.A.
They are. And his first name starts with a J and ends with Ulian. Because if you look at the charge against him, it's really pretty lousy.
Yeah, what is the charge?
The charge is attempting to hack into a Department of Justice or a Department of Defense computer program. That's the charge. It carries a maximum 5-year sentence. Now, this is the most wanted person in the entire world.
Right.
Julian Assange has, well, frankly, done what, and I made this point like a week ago when Assange first got arrested. You remember all the outrage over the Pentagon Papers? No. Because that's back when liberals liked journalism.
Well, I mean, I do because, like, well, I studied journalism. And yeah. There's one section of the law that I understand. It's First Amendment law, but...
But all he's doing is the same thing that journalists have always done. You get secret documents sent to you, and you publish them. And you don't tell people who gave them to you.
Correct. Protect your sources.
Yeah. It's just this journalism isn't the New York Times. But, I mean, this is the same. The New York Times has been leaking stuff from Mueller and leaking stuff from James Comey for all this time. I mean, what they printed in the Comey memos was secret, confidential government documents. And the New York Times printed them, and nobody said anything because it harms Trump.
Right.
Here's the thing. If you look at the charge against Assange, it may not have even been him.
Right.
Because he was using an encrypted chat program, alleged, or whoever Chelsea Manning was interfacing with was using an encrypted chat program, and they don't know who was on the other side. They assume it was Assange, but they don't know that it was Assange. And that is a very weak case. But if you're Julian Assange and looking to get out of this alive, and Pam Anderson comes to you and says, hey, I've come with a mission from the Donald, or anybody. I really do think it was Pam Anderson, but it could have been anybody. He had several people. Nigel Farage went to see him. He had several people go see him. Any of those people could have come to him and said, Trump is willing to play ball. He wants the 33,000 emails, and he wants you to disclose that it was Seth Rich, not Russian hackers. And if you have the evidence of this, let's talk. Let's talk business. We'll get you safely extradited to the United States in protective custody. We'll cut a deal with you, and you will be vindicated. And I think that's... My suspicion is that's what's happening. I do have one thing that's hilarious. Not hilarious. The International Monetary Fund.
Yeah, the IMF.
The IMF gave Ecuador a multi-billion-dollar loan last month. Do you know
Wait,
how
gave who?
Ecuador, who was holding Assange. Do you know how many loans Ecuador has repaid
Never.
In their entire 200-year existence?
Literal zero.
One. This will be, if they repay this will be the second loan they've ever repaid. Their bonds are routinely laughed at by financial institutions. Nobody buys them. Nobody buys Ecuadorian bonds. Nobody. Because they've never repaid one. Ecuador is basically Venezuela. I mean, they're basically Venezuela.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're terrible.
It's just not a... the word I'm looking for. It's not a credible country. Which is why Ecuador was willing to hold him for 7 years in an embassy in London.
Right.
You can bribe them, you can pay them off.
Right, and they're not, like, worth enough to, like, take down.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. So you just leave them there. And they produce some oil, so, you know, we'll get some stuff out of them. IMF approves $4.2 billion loan for Ecuador. It's a 3-year loan, part of a broader aid package to support the government's economic reform program. On Monday, well, this is a month ago, they immediately released the first installment of $652 million. So if you're the president of Ecuador, and the IMF all of a sudden loans you, and you've never repaid a loan in your life, one loan in the last 200 years you've repaid, and now the IMF wants to give you $4 billion. Kind of sounds like cash flying in on planes to Tehran, doesn't it?
Yeah, pallets. Big pallets of
pallets
cash.
Pallets of cash. Pallets of cash. So you can use that either way. You can say Trump pressured IMF to cut the loan, to cut them loose, or you could say, oh, this is a big grand conspiracy. The globalist corporatists are selling out Assange for $4 billion in cash that'll never be repaid. I don't know. You can go either way with that. I still think Trump has the most to benefit from this. The easiest explanation is always the best explanation, and the easiest explanation is Donald Trump controls the United States Department of Justice, and that's who's put in the extradition request. So if he can benefit from bringing him here and talking to him, why are we asking if Trump's going to be harmed by this? If Trump, of course he knew about it. Of course he signed off on it. Like, it's a presidential daily briefing of everything that's about to happen in the world that day. He knew what was going on, and he approved of it. There's a reason why. 17 after 10.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pepperidge Shops on Vaughan Road. Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. Anything you can dream of, we really can make it for you. We can make it for you. It'll be top quality, and it'll be less money than anyone else can possibly do it in town, out of town, I don't care, out of the country, out of the world. We are pretty darn good at making things at Marguerite's. Come by and see us. Let us make something special for you that you'll have and treasure for a lifetime. At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. Thank you.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Montgomery Eye Physicians, helping you to see life clearly. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Hit me!
Welcome back in, 21 minutes after 10 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. Have been all day and will be till noonish. 84 has dropped by the studio. I want to tell everybody about my friends over at ASE Credit Union. You got to get by there. You got to get by ASE Credit Union. You do not want to ever have a situation where you're paying money for a checking account. Stop doing that. How about a 90-day no-pay loan? How about you just go in there and ask them about all the member benefits? You'll be amazed. Do you use a bank? Why would you go to a four-letter word, a bank? Go to a credit union. Go to ASE Credit Union. 35,000 members, something like that? Something silly high number of members. It's just massive. 9 locations right here in the River Region. There's no reason you wouldn't use a credit union. Higher savings rates, higher CD rates, lower checking fees. Why on earth would you bank? Why would you do your banking anywhere else? Go to the credit union. Go to ASE Credit Union. 5,000 co-op locations around the country. If you do a little banking on the road. Anyway, get by there when you get a chance. Federally insured by NCUA, they are equal opportunity lenders. Mr. Four.
C.
You cut your beard and your hair.
I did. I am officially declared it summer.
Summer, it was 88 degrees the other day.
Summer in Alabama lasts from April 1 to Halloween.
To November.
Sweat through my beard 2 days in a row.
It comes off.
Got to go.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Who is this?
Cooper.
Cooper, you're on the air.
I think it's going to be good for Trump if we can get the signs back, because I think maybe it's possible that in his testimony, questioning, whatever, I'm hoping that what he's going to say is he didn't get all the emails from Trump and or from the Russians, and that he got them from someone in the DNC.
That's what I've been saying for 2 days. Have you been listening to the program?
I missed it.
That's okay.
Yeah, well, either that or he doesn't know who Seth Rich is. But
yeah, you know. I mean, that could be. But, I mean, I had a whole spiel yesterday about how those were downloaded on site. Computer experts have looked at it. There's no doubt. They did not come from overseas. In other words, everything on a computer, it happens in real time to you, but there's a speed at which it really happens. You can see it. You can see the speed. You can measure the speed. And data gets transmitted just like oil gets transmitted or water gets transmitted through pipes. And those pipes can only handle so much speed, so much data going through them at once. And you can't get, there's no pipe big enough from here to Russia. There's no pipe big enough from here to Russia. So to handle that, it had to be done on site. Who is this?
Good morning. Hey, Brandon. Hey, yesterday, when he was on talking about docking stuff, I lied yesterday when Myra said that Clinton's man was getting picked up. I thought he was talking about Sandy Berger. That's why I jumped, man. That's the one that took the stuff out and put it in construction.
Yeah, I was asking about Sandy Berger yesterday.
You were?
Yeah. Okay. That, and then you came in with the construction site thing. Yeah, no, that was perfectly topical.
Because I saw this morning that they got somebody else, and it ain't even
The joke was that, because somebody said was Pam Anderson, like, putting it in her shirt, and I was like, yeah, like, I didn't remember his name, but I was like the dude that was stealing it during the Kerry election, and you came in, Barron said Sandy Berger, and then you called in about the construction site thing. So you're good.
Alright, and then since you helped me out on that, I'm gonna help you. Look, I don't know what changed this morning, but go back and listen to the radio again this morning. Just go back and listen to it. Especially when y'all talking about guns and stuff, just kind of look how it sounds, and you'll see what I'm saying. I promise you, you'll pick it right up.
Huh?
Yeah. You stepping all over Barron this morning. I'm gonna be honest. You ain't never done that before.
I'm a little out of it today.
No, I mean, usually it's perfect, but, I mean, usually it is, man. You coming in just right, bro. All right, man.
I appreciate it. Yeah, thanks. Please. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228.
I'm stepping all over you.
Apparently all over me.
Hanging out with Fred by the emergency drawer over there.
dropping the big leg like Hogan.
Golly. I guess it's Friday. We got to take calls. Who's this?
Unplug the phones.
Who is this? Don't make me hang up again.
Hello.
Message, do not hang up the phone. Your Google business listing is at risk of displaying incorrectly.
Oh,
we've tried numerous times to contact you
this
by telephone
awful.
So we can check the status of your listing.
This will only take
a few minutes of your time. Press 1 so we can quickly check the status of your Google listing to ensure it's...
Thank you. Please hold briefly while we connect you with a representative.
The greatest was the day Jack answered the call.
Yeah. this could get good, though, while we're holding briefly while they connect us.
Well, I want to see who they connect me to.
Yeah.
Your call is very important to us.
Oh, it's
please stay
very
on the line.
We doubt it.
For the next available agent.
Yeah, it's so important they call you and put you on hold.
Yeah, I say, right. Right?
You will die if you don't answer the phone. Hold, please.
You called me.
This is like calling 911.
911 is a joke.
Well, amen.
In Montgomery, it is, from time to time, from what I hear.
They bring the autopsy ambulance just to dissect you.
Flavor
was bringing the heat.
I guess Assange was in court today because there are some...
30 years ago, Clay.
There's some
30?
89.
Oh my gosh.
Kill me.
What the hell are we holding for?
I don't know.
We're holding to, for a representative.
I thought this was important.
Their call is very important to us.
Your show. Your show, bro.
Well, let's just, we'll cover it and then we'll hear when they break in. Actually, I'll put it in queue so we can hear that. That's not going out over the air.
This is really bad.
What is the hold music?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Thank you for holding. My name is Dylan. I'm here to assist you with your Google business listing. Am I speaking with the owner of the business today?
No, you're not. You're not.
Which is the owner available?
Well, which business are you calling? You said that it was a very important call about our Google listing, so
I'm very curious which
business are you calling?
Because actually, he hung up.
Yeah, when you had the two voices, he knew something was up.
It's too bad.
They chicken out.
I
wanted to go with that.
Yeah, I did too. We could have really made that something.
Terrible.
I thought we were going to get put on with, like, you know, hockana.
You know the House passed that stupid deer bait bill?
They did pass it.
The stupidest thing I've ever
seen. So mad.
I don't have a problem with that. God, have you seen how many deer there are out there?
I agree.
They're everywhere.
Then shoot them.
Everybody's running into them.
That ain't hunting.
Then shoot them.
This assists you in shooting them.
No, no.
Get rid of them.
If they're so ubiquitous now, shoot them. Go out and shoot them now.
We do.
Okay. Then you shouldn't need a deer hunting bill.
Why don't they just...
Just makes it easier.
Well,
quicker hunt.
Yeah, but like, why don't they just make, like... Why don't they just do it with hunting season?
What,
like,
do you mean?
Instead of the deer bait. Like, so if we have a population problem...
Yeah, do it all year.
Why don't they just say, you just hunt anytime?
Well,
why is there a limit to how many I can kill?
Well, they have made amendments to that because at one point there was a doe season. There was like 2 weeks
of the whole
season.
Where you can only shoot does.
And now you can shoot two does a day.
Right.
And, you know, they've made modifications. They do a bad job of counting. They're trying to do better with that with the harvest records, and it's a lot easier to report your harvesting records.
Right.
I mean, it's just an app on the phone. You're just like, bloop. Got a doe today. Bloop.
Here's the problem I have with the bill. It's dishonest. They say that they're doing the baited hunting to handle the feral hog problem. Then just do it for feral hogs. If that's the problem, I'm fine with it. We'll bait the hell out of it. We'll get some feral hogs taken care of. Bait in years when it's not deer season, or in seasons when it's not deer season, and then let's shoot some feral hogs. By the way, I'm still waiting for an invitation from somebody, anybody. I have some hog guns. I want to go shoot some hogs.
I got a guy. I got a guy.
I've got AR-15s with multiple round magazines, 30, 40 round magazines. I've got them all loaded up. I'm ready to go. I'm just salivating to see a hog. I want to see a hog. Nobody's ever invited me. Not one person's ever invited me. I'm not going to shoot you, people. This guy you see on the radio does not go bananas with a gun in his hand. Not always.
He's always bananas. He doesn't need a gun.
Exactly.
But he's not going to go bananas with the gun and shoot you.
But they keep
shoot the hogs.
They keep saying it's a hog problem. If it's a hog problem, then just make the bill about hogs. This is probably going to pass the Senate because Paul Sanford was the one who killed it every year, and he's no longer in the office.
And he's not legally allowed
Tragic.
To lobby the Senate.
That's right. He can only lobby the House, and it passed the
right.
House.
Right.
Boy, I have a great globalism.
Right.
I have a great globalism story here.
Right.
Yeah, and no one ever breaks laws in Alabama because there's no corruption, remember? We found out yesterday.
It's true.
None in the legislature.
Oh, my God. Did you guys listen to other radio hosts from Birmingham and Senate Pro Tem clip?
Yeah. I might have.
That was a train wreck.
Woo!
My guess is he will never go back on that show.
This is your career dissipation light. You see that blinking light in the corner of your eye?
Yeah.
It's your career dissipation light, and it just went into high speed. Like, dude.
Holy mackerel.
Now, Mufti.
Yes, sir?
I remember the Mo Brooks interview
who is this?
That you did. That was like Mo Brooks times 10.
Mo Bamba?
I got a Mo Brooks had a meltdown on this program. Had a meltdown on
Mo
this program.
Did it to himself.
I gave him. I was interviewing Mo Brooks, giving him the opportunity to say Donald Trump's a good president,
right?
Because he was running for Senate,
right?
In a state where Donald Trump has the same approval rating as Christ,
as Jesus Christ,
right? And I was giving him an opportunity to say, you know, Donald's a good president. I know I opposed him in the past, but he's won me over. Instead, he doubled down. He's like, I don't necessarily trust the guy. I don't necessarily like him. I mean, he's our president, but it was awful.
He went from like 26% to 4%.
It was still, to this day, my highest downloaded hour. Average downloads, we'll get
25.
Yeah, 20, 25.
They got over 300.
And we'll get about 300 online listens.
I heard that number's been going up this week.
Well, we'll get about 25 downloads and about 300 listens after the fact online.
Yeah.
We had 300 plus downloads and like 2,000 listens. That doesn't count all the people listening live as it happens.
Made commercials.
They made a commercial out of it. They made a commercial out of it. I was contacted simultaneously by three different campaigns before he got off air.
Whoopsie.
Before he got off air, the Luther Strange campaign texted me and said, can you send this to me the moment he leaves?
Sure, we'll do your work for you. Sure, we'll,
I'll stay late doing
this. Well, yeah, we'll cut the audio up for you so you can give it to your ad guy so he can make, you know, the 15% on it. Thanks, because we don't do that.
It's just a crying shame you couldn't sell it.
I could have.
Except it was for free online.
Should just pulled the download.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. Absolutely, without a doubt, 100% the greatest mortgage lender in the history of mankind. You think I'm overselling it? Try me. Call her, 567-4223. What you're going to find is absolute perfection. Absolute perfection. Every step of the way. I don't want to say that. I mean, I'm sure she's made a mistake along the way. But I don't know. I mean, I'm not aware of it. But I'm sure she made one along the way. Like, she might have burnt her cookies in the strawberry shortcake oven when she was 7 or something. But she hadn't made one in a while. Call her, 567-4223. Check her out online, alahomemortgage.com. Find her on Facebook, Alabama Home Mortgage. And while you're there, tell her I said hello. She loves some Mufti. She loves the Grand Mufti. We'll be back. Her NMLS number, 1586368. She's an equal housing lender.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's, plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, Riley Manning Painting.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
CEO Michael Wirth is expected to lead the merged company. Southwest Airlines has removed MAX 8 planes from its schedule into early August. The decision means the airline will cancel 160 flights heading into the busy summer travel season. Southwest owns more MAX 8 planes than any other U.S. carrier. Campbell's Soup is in talks to sell its Bolthouse Farms salad and juice business to its former CEO Jeff Dunn, who's leading a group of investors. The Wall Street Journal says the buyers are talking about paying $500 million for Bolthouse, which is less than Campbell's paid for the business 7 years ago. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Chris. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Chris. That's 4hims.com/Chris.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Look for another relatively quiet day today. It's going to be warm with a high temperature up to about 83. Can't rule out an isolated thunderstorm later on this afternoon or tonight, but the chances are very small. In fact, even tomorrow, there'll be some widely scattered storms around, but a lot of towns will stay dry. A breezy, warm day tomorrow. Saturday's high around 83. Scattered thunderstorms Saturday night and in through the overnight hours. Then a risk of severe weather beginning early on Sunday. In fact, maybe even pre-dawn in the western counties and spreading eastward through the morning and the afternoon hours with damaging wind gusts and the threat of tornadoes as well. Please get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. It's going to be your best friend. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Instant push notifications for severe weather alerts and advanced interactive radar as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Mr. Sandman over there on Atlanta Highway and also Highway 14 up in Millbrook. That's that big tall drink of water, David Justice, over at Mr. Sandman. Great, great human being, great guy.
Former Atlanta Brave David Justice?
Different David Justice.
Oh, okay.
Different David Justice. But a lovely man nonetheless. And he's over at Mr. Sandman, Atlanta Highway and Highway 14 up in Millbrook. Goodbye there. Check out those Certas. Check out the Restonics. Check out all the good stuff. He's got great, great products over there. Great, great, great products. All the products you know and love. And he's got them at the prices you can afford. The prices you can afford. You go shop that same mattress somewhere else, and I promise you, you will absolutely 100% be paying more money somewhere else. I'm just guaranteeing you that's the case. Try me. That's all I say. Try me.
Try me.
Shop everywhere. Shop Mr. Sandman. Compare the prices. Compare the exact same products. And try me. And get by there when you get the opportunity. And his staff is second to none. These people know everything. They know absolutely everything. And while you're there, if you leave without a latex pillow, I'm going to beat the brakes off of you. I promise.
I don't think you should say that in an ad.
What a great Aaron.
Don't leave without a latex pillow. It's a life-changing experience. I love my audience to feel good. Right? Did David Grimes ever qualify for House District 74?
I don't know.
Was he going to?
He's on the phone.
Well, we'll ask him. Anyway, go by Mr. Sandman when you get a chance. David Grimes joins the program. Did you qualify for House District 74?
No, I don't live in that district. I live in John Knight's old district, which now is 75.
Okay. No, 75 is Reed Ingram.
Okay, well, it's the other one then.
I think Knight was 77.
77,
okay. It's a guy nobody knows now. I don't know his name. He's
nobody
anyway. His name is Cook, I
It's a good Lumineer song. Nobody knows.
What I called for, I have a dual purpose in calling. Okay. One was Nancy Pelosi last night on Fox was talking about the fact that all the stuff that's going on about Biden right now. She said, "Why do we have to dwell on the past? Why don't we look at what he's done for people? If we're going to dwell on the past, let's look at the positive side instead of the negative." I'm thinking, "Oh yeah, like we did with Kavanaugh." I got you.
Yeah, it's a double standard. Here's the deal.
Hey, look, Joe Biden likes beer.
Yeah.
He still likes beer.
He likes Prell more, though.
Prell. God, you're a redneck. You never go Head and Shoulders.
We civilized people, you suave.
Prell.
Well, the other purpose of my call is that I have a hog problem.
I mean that.
Hold on, you have a what?
100%. Like, as a compliment.
A hog problem.
A hog problem.
I'm talking over him.
Hold on. A hog problem?
You got a hog problem.
What the hell's that mean?
He's got hogs. He's big into hogs.
You said you want to shoot some hogs.
Oh, I want to shoot hogs with David Grimes. I don't want to just shoot hogs. I want to shoot hogs with David Grimes.
The last time I saw hogs down there, it was at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I was cruising down through my place, and I counted 25 standing there. This 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Will you do me a favor?
Yeah.
If I draft up a Baron Coleman has permission to come on my land anytime he wants and shoot hogs, will you sign it?
Yes, I sure will.
All right. And then you got to tell me where it is.
Wait, can friends of friends bring friends?
Yeah, do I get a plus one?
Or a plus two or three?
Yeah, you can shoot them. There was one killed in it last year that weighed 400 pounds.
Do you have a beer cooler on site or do I have to bring my own?
I can provide one.
Nothing goes better with assault weapons than beer.
I realize a truth. I realized the other night at the baseball park that I packed the cooler the other day and it was still in the back of my car and I was like,
hey Ben,
got 40 mil lights.
Realized. I'm gonna call you after the show, my friend.
Hey David, let me ask you a question. Whereabouts general area is your place?
It's in called Hardaway.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Down around the dog track. I'm 6 miles from the dog track, where a crow flies.
Okay. Yeah, lots of pigs in that area.
I have a friend that has land out there, and yeah, we've gone after pigs, but we missed the movement or whatever when we were after them. But it's fun.
Yeah, it's technically even shorter.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, I've only got 230 acres, so it's not a lot, but it's still I got a lot of land, a lot of hogs.
Right, man. I appreciate it. I'm gonna call you after the show. I'm ready to shoot a hog.
Let's get it.
I wanna see if I can shoot like 20 hogs with 130 round magazine.
Good luck.
You gotta shoot each one like 7 times, don't you?
They're not as easy to kill as you would think.
Correct. They're crafty.
But I can shoot them right between the eyes, right?
You can. They're extremely fast too.
What? Hog?
Yes. That's what I'm saying. So we were riding around
on hog shooting rights by David Grimes.
We were rolling around on a Polaris and but we only had one AR and so we saw like a pack and then by the time we like turned around to get after them they were gone and we never found them again.
Yeah. And the tricky
thing, they're crafty, dude.
They're extremely intelligent animals as well. Right. And if you shoot one,
don't tell me that. I'm gonna shoot them. That's what happened.
In point A,
they won't come back.
They will never come back.
Correct.
That's the need for baiting is to really encourage them to come to.
Just know, I am an equal. I'm an assassin for hire, and by hire, I just mean just give me the right. I just want to shoot. The benefit is just to shoot
pigs only.
Yes, I don't want to shoot anything else. I don't really care about anything else.
I agree.
Pigs and
Baron,
there's two or three people around town. I might.
You're talking to thousands of people. Be careful saying I'm an assassin for hire on the radio.
There's two or three people I might shoot.
Come on, man.
If I could get away with it, I would.
Don't bring him up.
It was an accident. He fell.
272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. 272-9228. Quarter to the top of the hour. More Dave Mowry, more Baron Coleman, more 84 on the other side of the break. Right now, a little Danzig.
Mother. Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say. Mother. Mother, can you keep them in the dark for a while? Can you hide them from the wedding world? Oh, Mother.
time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep on.
From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks, it's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Guys, welcome back in. 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Sometimes you just want to thrash a little bit.
This music.
Yeah.
I mean, our resident Catholic, Dave, to get us in the mood for Palm Sunday this weekend, is playing all this devil worshiping music.
I'm here for it.
It is Lent. I mean, you know, purge the soul and all that. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Cornerstone Managing General Agency. Cornerstone Managing General Agency. Greg Wren, my man over there. He's easy to get in touch with. 356-1502. I set up a meeting for a friend of mine just last week. Actually, this week. Just this week. The meeting will be the week of May 6th. So, all you got to do. Just pick up the phone and call them. Same thing I did. 356-1502. Tell the folks, I'm ready to save some money. I have employees. What do I need to do? And they'll say, say no more. That's it. You set up the meeting. They come out. They look at your employee benefits package, and they say, can I beat it? And if they can, they tell you. And about 80% of the time, they can. They'll save your business some money. So give them a call when you get the chance. 356-1502. 356-1502. And then, or check them out online, CornerstoneMGA.com, CornerstoneMGA.com, Cornerstone Managing General Agency. 9 minutes till the top of the hour. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, 84, and who's this?
They call me Ritz.
They call you Ritz because you're a cracker.
Your favorite cracker.
Chief Cracker. Chief Ritz of the Cracker
Good
Truck.
Cracker.
Yes, sir.
You still remember that?
Yeah, I do. Ritz wanted to open his own Indian tribe so he could do gaming, and he was going to call it the Cracker Tribe, and he named himself Chief Ritz.
Yeah, that's it.
That's my
name. Hey, my hair grew 3 inches listening to that narcotic bumper music you were playing.
That's what I'm talking about.
See? And you can thank me later.
Yeah. Hey, the reason I called is I was out working in my flower beds listening to you fellas, and it just dawned on me while I was getting stuck with the plants in the flower bed that I just came up with an excellent idea to save us a buttload of money on that border wall. You want to hear it?
I do.
Just go into it.
We're waiting.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Save me the taxing preamble.
Instead of that expensive steel wall, all they need to put up is a chain link fence.
And why is that?
And then just beyond that, inside the border, plant about 50 foot of sago palms. If an illegal alien can get his butt through that, I'll sponsor them myself personally.
Sago palms?
Oh,
the hell
man.
Are those?
They're brutal. Well, go stick your hand in one and you'll find out.
Is that what we call Spanish Bay Manettes?
I don't know. They got stickers in them, and they have the little pods that you, and also they have like little, they sprout out what they call pups that are another plants. They're pretty expensive. They cost about $40 a pop.
Yeah, cheaper than a wall.
But, oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, wouldn't Harvey Updike just go through there with some Spike SD-80 or whatever and take him out? I mean, no Alabama fan would be able to be within 100 miles of the border.
Just don't put a Cam Newton jersey on the statue of Bear Bryant.
Hey, let me tell you something.
He'll cut a path a mile wide.
The carcass that is left has so many stickers in it, they wouldn't matter if it was dead or alive. Plus, if they got something they can spray 50 foot without noticing, more power to them, but I don't think that's possible, especially bringing it over the river. You know, there we got a river on a lot of our border, but I'm just saying, I'm just offering.
It's more like a creek where we come from.
Yeah, and the reason I called this show is because everybody listens
everybody.
To it, and I was hoping somebody from D.C. was monitoring your station.
We just need some angry fish with lasers.
Yeah. You're a genius.
I want some freaking sharks with some freaking lasers on them.
Yeah, you're a
some
genius.
Dogs in the school.
Are they at least ill-tempered?
I didn't go to 8 years of evil medical school to be called Mr. Evil.
Thanks for your call, Ritz. 272-9228. Wayne!
Hey, guys. That Ritz may be onto something. You may went over
Doubt
some
it.
Of the green libs using plants rather than walls, but you got to mix in some pyracantha. That way there's a little toxin on the end of that thorn that will make them remember it for a little while.
Guys, I've got a solution.
So, welcome to the Horticulture Hour with Baron and Dave.
I've got a solution.
Hold on.
I got a solution. You guys are all talking about plants that injure people. We can just go back to landmines. I mean, we don't have to.
Hey, now.
We don't have to plant anything. You don't have to water a landmine. It just sort of sits there.
Now, Baron, the original purpose for my call was on the pigs, and with the landmines, you still may have something there. But pigs, yes, they are pretty fast. And the other thing, another couple of things are, when you shoot at a group of them, a lot of times they vanish pretty quick. They get out of there at the sound of that shot. But as far as killing them, no different than any other animal. It's all about shot placement.
Okay. Well, I mean, I believe in quantity over quality.
Multi-round clip.
We don't discriminate.
I've got a 40-round magazine, and I can shoot it in under 10 seconds.
I'll quote my dad, why shoot at him when you can call in an airstrike?
Exactly. I appreciate it. You know what I want to do? I want to get some of that tannerite. Put it on a bucket of corn.
You know what?
Exactly.
We
cover it in corn.
When I'm here, we talk about Tannerite so much, Tannerite should sponsor us. I'm here for this.
The Tannerite hotline.
I want Tannerite on top of a propane tank. on top of corn.
That's who should sponsor the phones, because it'd be a hot take.
That is a hot take.
That's a hot take.
If you have a business that's hot, any kind of heating, whatever it is, I mean, you know, grills, whatever. Sponsor our phone line from 9 to noon. Hot sauce? That'd be perfect. Alaga, would you like to sponsor our phones?
Ooh. Local business?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a hot take.
It's a hot take.
It's an Alaga hot sauce take.
It's a spicy meatball.
Alaga Whitfield hot sauce. I mean, honestly.
They do, actually.
Sponsoring,
they do make good hot sauce.
Sponsoring the phone is the best bang for your buck.
Yeah. And make great syrup, too.
They do.
God, that Alaga.
You talking about the yellow label?
Oh, my gosh. Dynamite.
Do I have to talk about yellow label?
Bananas.
If sponsor the phone?
I don't know, but it's better than that maple crap they ship out of Canada up there.
You can get it from Vermont.
America's hat?
You can get it from Vermont.
America's toque, as Joey said.
Who is this?
Do I qualify as a sponsor for this hot tank?
If you up your
in
buy,
the, in the hey, in the words of Rasheed Wallace, if you CTC, cut the check.
I keep you in hot water all the time.
I understand that, but you gotta. If the phone's an add-on, sir. It's not complimentary with your present buy.
Yeah, that's the leather seats that go with your vehicle.
Right.
They don't just come
fine standard. Corinthian leather.
See,
okay.
You don't have a moonroof, or you're still cranking your windows down by hand, right?
Right.
No.
I'm kidding, sir. This is James Cole from Cole Plumbing.
If you didn't know,
generous sponsor of the third hour of this program. James, do you do tankless water heaters?
I do.
Can you retrofit a house that needs a new water heater?
I can.
Can you
and
do
most
new?
People are.
Can you do new builds?
I don't do new construction, but I'm working on that, Baron.
That's fair.
I'm getting close.
So, Rich, if you have a presently built house and you need a tankless water heater because you have teenage boys and they take 40-minute showers, they just got to pick up the phone and call James Cole, right? 279-8919.
That's right.
That's it.
That's right.
And they'll say, and while they're on the phone, they'll say, thank you for generously sponsoring the third hour of intellectually honest, philosophically consistent, factually correct Bananas Radio.
Thanks for delivering the truth.
Appreciate your call, James.
Thank you for saying what needed to be said.
This can be, the phone can be brought to you by, your hot take brought to you by hot water heaters, tankless hot water heaters. Why do they say hot water heater? You don't heat hot water. You heat cold water.
People,
hot water doesn't need to be heated.
People in the business don't call them hot water heaters.
Oh.
Because that's technically a different, there is a such thing as a hot water heater. It would be like an element in a kitchen where you take the 140 degree water and heat it
and elevate
up to a sanitary level.
Yeah.
Is that those things with the red lever that burn the crap out of your hands?
Yes.
That's the, I mean, there's different ways you can do it. You can have a mixing valve on the water heater itself. And you can maintain, 180 degrees at the tank and then mix in enough cold water that in your hand sinks, it doesn't scald you. It drops it to 120.